Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Kelly S. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So today is Tuesday, October 29, 2024, and this is the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Vision for You meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in We Agnostics. We are on page 55, down at the bottom, fourth paragraph. It says, "We can only clear the ground a bit through that one paragraph ending with, 'Your belief is sure to come to you.'" And we'll just be commenting on that one paragraph. So today's readers are 12 Steps, Kathy C., 12 Traditions, Charlotte W., Susan S.H. is reading our text, Rena L. reading page 164 paragraph, and Craig F. is our backup reader. So the newcomer greeter after the meeting is Chris W., and our second hour host will be Ken W.H. The reference number for yesterday, get your pen and paper in case you missed it, Monday, October 28, 2024, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 21864, 21864. And the 10 a.m. Eastern Time is 21865, 21865. A preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, quote, "Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers," end quote. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now have Kathy C. read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Kathy. Kathy, star one.
Good morning, families. Kathy from New York, grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Here are the 12 steps. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me do this service in October. I pass.
Well, thank you for doing it, Kathy. And next we will have Sharla W. read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Sharla.
Good morning. This is Sharla, compulsive overeater, grateful this morning. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He make, express himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much for allowing me to be of service this month.
Well, thank you so much, Charlotte W. Okay, guys, here is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We'll read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no absence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. So to share, you'll press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Okay, so today we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in We Agnostics, page 55, down at the bottom, fourth paragraph that says, we can only clear the ground a bit through that one paragraph ending with, your belief is sure to come to you. And we'll just be commenting on that one paragraph. And Susan S.H. is going to get us started. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to give service. This is Susan S.H. I'm in St. Mary's, Ohio. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Grateful today. We can only clear the ground a bit. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently within yourself, then if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. With this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. Well, what a wonderful paragraph to read. What a wonderful thing to recall. Each journey, each one of us, compulsive overeaters, the journey is between our own conception of a higher power and ourselves. But we can help others. We can help and help clear the ground a bit by sharing how we came to believe, how these steps became our directions for life. This paragraph encourages me to think, to continue always to think honestly and search diligently, for we always need to continue following the directions for life. What a promise. With this attitude, we cannot fail. And our belief is sure to come to us. And yeah, I came in with not a whole lot of belief and not a lot of trust that I could believe and I could trust. But working the steps following the direction. I guess I came first to trust in the process, but I came to trust how I can turn to this higher power in every single part of my life, good, bad, otherwise, and get guidance, get help. The belief has come to me too, and it continues to grow as long as I am following the directions, the steps, and taking it to heart every day and sharing what I can every day. So I'm very grateful to be here, very grateful to have been able to give service this month, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Susan S.H. from Ohio, for getting us started. All right, guys, we're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. And although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others can share too. So that means if you shared last Friday or yesterday on any vision meeting, please step back and others to share and keep your shares to 3 minutes. So give me your first name, initial of last, and where you're calling from.
Rick J.
Melissa.
Rachel K.
Melissa. Rachel.
Rachel K. Gotcha, Rachel.
Carolyn
M. Rob Melissa.
In I got you,
Anne
Melissa.
Marie M.
Anne Marie.
Anne Marie.
Gotcha, Anne Marie. Carolyn
Lindsay
S.H.
P.
Laurel Lindsay
B.
P.
from Illinois.
Samantha.
Laurel.
New York.
Laurel
Robin
B.
Robin P.
Robin
P.
Robin
in London.
P. I missed somebody. I got Rick, Melissa, Rachel, Carolyn, Anne-Marie, Lindsay, Laurel, and Robin.
Did you have Melissa, Kelly? Sorry.
I did. Yeah,
Samantha.
You're second. Yeah.
Samantha.
I
went
Vanessa?
In and out for a minute.
Samantha.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Samantha.
Samantha. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sorry, Samantha.
Sorry. Hello.
Okay. Well, let's stop there. That's a good lineup. Everybody, star one to mute your phone. Remember to tell. Let me know where you're calling. Let me know where you're calling from on the list, because that's how people look you up. So we want to know where you registered so we can look you up to call you. So first up, we got Rick by Melissa C. All right, Rick, you're up.
Good morning, Kelly. Thanks so much for your service. My name is Rick J. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Cary, North Carolina. And, that was my experience, this chapter and everything that came before it. These testimonies did help me sweep away the prejudice of my past, my old ideas, my old conceptions, my old beliefs. And, it shifted things within me, and it opened up my mind and it opened up my heart. And I was able to think honestly, like to actually have a different perspective, that paradigm shift. Everything was different. It was sort of this aha moment where, I was like, I get to choose my own belief, my own conception of a power greater than myself, despite whatever I call it. I get to do that. That was my experience from someone who is extremely hostile with anything to do with religion. And that, has encouraged me to continue to search, and develop and cultivate this relationship and this connection with this power that's a part of my life. And the only other thing I'll add is, the business twins, Nunma and Nunya. I've got my own belief, and it's nobody's business what that is. And you have your belief, and it's none of my business what that is. And that being said, we can connect and join, in this program of recovery. It's a spiritual program of action. And with an attitude that I just want to keep connecting to this power, and I know that I am powerless, and I'm willing to do the actions that are outlined in this book to achieve and maintain abstinence and recovery, that's what keeps me here. That's what keeps me connected to you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Rick J. from North Carolina. Next up, we have Melissa C., followed by Rachel K. Hey, good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. Thanks so much for your service this morning. My name is Melissa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I live in New York. And, you know, what I get here is it tells me what my testimony is supposed to be. What is it supposed to be when I share? You know, I'm told that my testimony is supposed to help others sweep away prejudice. And so so how I do that for myself is I share what my own prejudices have been and how I was able to sweep them away, you know. And the other thing is that it tells me is that I have to help others to be honest, right? Like help other people be honest. And again, I say, how do I do that in my testimony? I share my experience, what it was like to be dishonest and how it was that I came to become honest. And I encourage that in others by hopefully, you know, having like reserving my judgmentalism, like being a safe space for people to share honestly, you know, a judgment-free zone. And then I encourage deep searching within. You know, I hopefully encourage others, again, via example, how I look for God. What are the actions I've taken searching deep within myself so that I can find God? And, you know, one thing that I've shared with other people is that, like, I need to know what it is I'm looking for. And I have this, like, silly exercise that I've done with people that it's like, okay, read this paragraph. And then, okay, well, you know, after we read the paragraph together, I asked, like, you know, do you know how many letter A's were in that paragraph? And of course you didn't, because you didn't look for the letter A's. And that's been my experience with God and searching for God. I didn't know what to look for. But if I set out in life, like with, you know, a magnifying glass, not looking for others' flaws, but for looking for the presence of God, what happens is I'm sure to find what I'm looking for. And I love the reference to the broad highway. There's lots of room for belief. You don't have to believe what I believe. What I believe is inconsequential to someone else. But you have to believe in something. And what we're guaranteed that we can't fail, you know, no chance of failure. And I think, like, what is it that we're promised here? Is it recovery? Is it abstinence? Is it joy? Is it purpose? Not really. That's not my goal today. Actually, all of those things are a byproduct of what? Of the belief in God that I am going to wake up and become aware of my own belief. And that happened for me, that I did. I have woken up, and that, you know, that promise that we get, that we experience, like, with absolute certainty, that God has entered our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. And that's what's happened for me. And it is guaranteed. It cannot fail. And with that, I get joy and all the other byproducts.
That's time, Melissa.
Of the other relationship with God. Thanks. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Melissa C. from New York. All right. Next up, we have Rachel K., followed by Carolyn S.H. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Kelly, and good morning, everybody. My name is Rachel Kay, compulsive overeater, recovered in the great state of Indiana, and it's really humbling going after Susan S.H., Rick, and Melissa, because y'all's chairs are awesome, and I don't know if I have much to add. Melissa covered a lot of what I want to say, but I'm all about guarantees. Like, you know, it's like you will not fail. Or, you know, this will work, or your money back. And this paragraph provides me such a guarantee, but, and it also, and sometimes the big book can be a little, like, obtuse, you know, it's like, it's hard to get the exact directions. So I have needed help, but it tells me to do three things, and then I get this thing is sure to come to me. So what are the three things that I have to do? I need to sweep away prejudice. I need to, number two, I need to think honestly, and I need to search diligently. So number one is sweep away prejudice. For me, that meant the prejudice that, okay, people who believe in God or who talk about God are intellectually weak. You know, the smart people, we're cynical and skeptical and don't believe in God, but it's the stupid people, you know, who believe in God. I had to sweep that away. Because quite honestly, that wasn't true. First of all, there are a lot of smart people that I knew who were living spiritual, happy lives. And number two, I decided that I would rather be happy than right. And more people in the program were happy, abstinent, and recovered who had an abiding faith in a higher power, whether they called it God or not. So I just went with the evidence. So sweep away prejudice. Think honestly. Okay, you know, honestly, like, I had to concede that my way wasn't working, you know, that not relying on God was just not working. You know, let me look at the facts. Let me look at the evidence. The evidence is that, you know, I hadn't tried completely relying on God. And so I had nothing to lose, you know, and that my way was not working. So honestly, you know, what have I got to lose? And then the third thing was search diligently. Diligently to me means every day, like multiple times a day. Diligently means like if you're diligently working on something, you're working on it consistently. You're not just working on it when you feel like it. You're working on it in a consistent manner with, you know, a regular cadence, like every day, every morning, every, you know, evening. You know, search diligently. It doesn't say, you know, search, you know, deeply, just diligently, you know, just keep doing it. Not every meditation that I have is going to be one of those mountaintop, you know, thunderbolts from the heavens experiences. But if I keep at it, I am sure.
That's time, Rachel.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. The belief is sure to come to me. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Rachel K. from Indiana. All right, next up, Carolyn S.H., followed by Anne Marie M. Hey, Carolyn, where are you calling from?
Hey, Kelly. Good morning, everyone. I'm calling from Massachusetts. Carolyn S.H., recovered for today, thank God. Oh, my God, this paragraph is wonderful. I have come to a place where every day, like has been said, I am discovering prejudices that I have. And one way for me to express another way of saying prejudices is beliefs that I've held that are kind of screwy and that are false beliefs. And I don't know what I don't know, right? And what we're reading is part of step two, and it's about like the beginning of deciding that we're going to be willing, that I'm going to be willing to believe in a higher power. And I'm finding this paragraph really relevant for where I am in my recovery on an ongoing basis. I now see in this paragraph the process of step 10, that what I do daily is to sweep away the prejudice of how I think God should be, how I think the world should be, how I think others should be, and enable me to just look honestly at my own motives, at the reality of what's happening. And I always come to a closer consciousness, awareness, experience of who and what my higher power is. And I also noted what's really cool is it's personal. It's a complete connection, a direct connection between me and my higher power, and we all have that. And yet we can join each other on a broad highway. I'm not alone in the journey. And for me, it's a continuing learning of that not being alone doesn't mean that I have to adopt anything that you say. any belief that you have about me, any belief you have about higher power, about the world, and yet we can be together. And there's nothing like, and I forgot to time myself, Kelly, so nothing like a crisis to really deepen my faith. There was a death earlier this year, my husband, and I can't tell you how much that has deepened my faith in God and my higher power, and it made me realize that I don't know anything, and that I'm just going to keep trudging on this highway. And that's it for me. Thanks.
Well, that was good timing, Carolyn S.H. from Massachusetts. All right. We have Anne Marie M., followed by Lindsay P. Hey, good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning. This is Anne Marie M. in South Carolina, gratefully recovered through God's grace and by working the steps in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. The second sentence, which is, you know, a long sentence, reminds me of how much I've changed. I can see the transformation in myself, and I noticed it today, this morning, when this sentence was read, and I'm thinking that these guys are saying, you know, God, please, you know, if our testimony helps, only sweep away the prejudice, if it just enables you to just think honestly, if it encourages you to search diligently, you know, anything. I'm just thinking, if anything that I say helps just one person, you know, I am just so grateful. Boy, oh boy, I did not come in with that thought in mind. I came in thinking, who here is going to help me? What person that speaks is going to say exactly what I need for me to feel better about myself? I'd look around the room and see who was the thinnest person and latch on to them because they were going to help me to get as thin as they were. I did not come in thinking that I was going to have some kind of a transformation where I was going to be thinking of others more and thinking of me less. This is miraculous. And I love, you know, I just imagined the enthusiasm that was written when that sentence was written. I'm sorry. I'm just picturing the enthusiasm. Just, you know, please, if there's anything at all that we can do to help you, you know, we're here for you, you know, because we want you to join us on this broad highway, because it's an immense way of living. So that's all I was going to share. I just kind of got excited about that. Thanks.
Well, thanks so much, Anne Marie M. from South Carolina. Next up, we have Lindsay P., followed by Laurel B. Lindsay, where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lindsay P. in New York.
All right.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Lindsay P. in New York, gratefully recovered just for today. And thank you, everyone, doing service on the meeting. When I saw Broad Highway, I don't know why I hadn't really looked at those words before. And it just made me, it just immediately brought me back to the times I would commute to and from through Manhattan and Queens for 10 years. And the highways were so narrow. And everyone was honking, and we had to continuously try to merge in. And I was stressed and on high alert the entire time, fighting other cars in order to make it, you know, onto the pathway I needed to get to. And that was such a narrow highway. And then when I think of recovery and OA and this fellowship, I think of such a beautiful broad highway where we're just like gliding through the, you know, like through a rural area with the sun setting, and I'm not jamming myself into a place anymore. On my highway, it was me, myself, and I, like those were my three exits. And now this broader, beautiful highway allows me to not be so stressed and allows me to have camaraderie with all of you and just, everyone could fit, you know, everyone can be here, and there's never going to be Not enough room, that there's going to be traffic. There's no traffic on the broad highway. And I just love that. My thinking was so narrow. You know, my thinking itself was a narrow highway when I came in. I was so consumed and I was so obsessed with one narrow thought, and that was losing weight. And once I lost that weight and got to my goal weight, I was going to be on that, my own broad highway, but that would never happen. And this highway includes so much more. And it's just so much beautiful, so much more beautiful here. It's so nice to be on a path where I'm no longer alone. And it's just beautiful that this Broadway never ends and it just continues to evolve and I never need to get off. And I love that. I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Lindsay P. from New York. All right, next up we have Laurel B. followed by Robin P. Hey, Laurel, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laurel B. calling from Illinois, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you for your service. Really appreciate it. I just focused in on the sentence that says, with this attitude, you cannot fail. And the attitude that I wanted to cultivate today was an attitude of gratitude. I woke up with some physical ailments going on and not a very good attitude. And my sponsor encouraged me to thank God for the day and for family and friends and for recovery. And so I did a 10-step, and I just know that God wants me to cultivate this attitude of gratitude and not one of complaining and, one of just thankfulness and for the knowledge of God and in my life and for this program and for all of you guys. So I'm just going to do that today, change my attitude and just be grateful. So thank you for listening. With that, I pass.
Well, thanks so much, Laurel B. from Illinois. Next up, we have Robin P. followed by Samantha. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, usually in Costa Rica and currently on a train in London, so going into London. So apologize for any background noise. Just so grateful to be on the meeting, and I'm so grateful to know that this is a successful, it's all I have to do is follow the success of others. And I just get to do what they did. And just so grateful. It's a, it's something in the big book that Bill talks about. It's something that we have to have a faith that works 24/7 and that diligence. I'm so grateful to have that today, one day at a time. I'm so grateful for steps 10, 11, and 12. And so grateful for all of you. There's so much to be grateful for. And, I'm so grateful that I get to heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually in this program. And that just no matter where I am on the planet, on the broad highway, we've been on a lot of broad highways around the planet. God takes great care of me. And I'm so grateful for all of you. God bless you all. It's a very abstinent day I pass.
Well, thanks so much, Robin P. From Costa Rica. Next up, we have Samantha. Samantha, before you get started, let me tell everybody where we're at. We are in We Agnostics. We are on page 55, fourth paragraph. We can only clear the ground a bit, reading through that one paragraph ending with, your belief is sure to come. And after Samantha, we'll take more names. Samantha, I did not get the initial of your last name and where you're calling from. Samantha, star one. Samantha? Well, I guess we will move on. We'll circle around and see if we can hear her again. All right, guys, so if you shared last Friday or yesterday on any vision meeting, please step back and let others have an opportunity and keep your shares to 3 minutes. So who else would like to share on the paragraph today?
Betty Ann H. from New York.
Stephanie R.
Betty Ann H. from New York.
I got you, Betty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
I got you, Craig. Stephanie. Craig, Betty, New York.
Veronica
Stephanie.
C. from New York.
Veronica C.
Lisa B. from Michigan.
Lisa B. Anybody else? All right, well, let's get started with that group. So please press star 1 so we have a quiet meeting. We'll get started with Craig F. and then followed by Betty. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. I muted because I thought I was second. Good morning, Kelly. It's Craig F., recovered in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You know, I'm reading this, and I see in here a kernel of the reason that a lot of times people with strong religious faith or strong beliefs struggle more with this program than people that come with none. You know, it's asking us to sweep away prejudice, think honestly, search diligently within yourself. You know, but it's easy to come here with if you think you have your religion figured out, and I thought I did, and think, you know, I don't want to sweep away those truths I've come to believe and accept. I don't want to sweep away the, I don't want to rethink all that. I've got that down, but yet if it was working for me, I wouldn't need to be here. And sometimes, you know, to think that I've missed something, that my faith is incomplete. And yet it's really encouraging me to do that, to think thoroughly, think through this thing again and say, you know, am I holding on to beliefs that are holding me back? Am I holding on to punishing God or a relationship with God that isn't giving me access to his grace on a daily basis, that isn't giving me access to his help on a daily basis? You know, am I believing in a performance based God, and rather than a God that's full of grace and love and forgiveness, not just for me but for everybody? And it's encouraging me to do that, to sweep that all away and to think honestly and to give it a new think. And I'm glad it did. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Craig. I was looking forward to calling time on you. All right, well, that was Craig F., my buddy from Oklahoma. Next up, we have Betty, followed by Stephanie. Betty, I did not get the initial of your last name.
H. Betty Ann H.
H. All right, H. Betty Ann H., you are up.
Thank you. I have always believed in a power greater than myself. However, I thought this power greater than myself, which I call God, didn't care about me. I mean, why did he care about me? You know, there's all these rules and regulations and this thing you have to do and that thing you have to do. And, you know, please, you didn't have time for me. And with the program, I realized that God has, in my opinion, has made everything on earth, including ants and animals and even nasty things like roaches and stuff. And that I count. The program has helped me feel like I count too. With all these creatures and nature and how we do things and how the world evolves, I count. My husband is running for an office in New York, and he's been campaigning, and I really hate it, and I hate the whole thing. And I realized today that one of the reasons why it's so difficult for me is that it's about watching what you say, appearing a certain way, not being true to yourself. And I have worked so hard in this program about being authentic and being true to myself and saying what I mean, and not in a mean way, but learning how to communicate with people. And if I disagree, I can disagree, you know, like a person, not screaming and yelling and calling names to people, but just, I say, I'm sorry, but I disagree, and this is what I think. And you, in politics, one can't do that. I mean, you have to say things in all kinds of convoluted ways, and I don't know. And it's not for me. So this whole thing, it's almost coming to an end, thank you, God, that it's been very, very hard for me to deal with. And I'm very grateful that today that realization came to me. I did a two-way prayer, and that's what came out. Anyway, all through all of this and all of this stuff, by the grace of God, I have remained abstinent. I haven't gone to the food. And I listen to Vision for You every morning, and it really helps me out of these states of being whatever, and makes me feel much more grateful. And it is a broad highway. We have time, Betty Ann. Okay, sorry. Thank you. And abstinence today for everyone and gratitude. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Betty Ann. H from New York. Next up, we have Stephanie, followed by Veronica C. Stephanie, I did not get the initial of your last name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Kelly. This is Stephanie R., and I'm calling from Missouri. And thank you for letting me share today. Life got real lifey last night. All these things that I had planned seemed to just be uprooted. It was just, I got hit with a tidal wave of things. And the first thing I needed to do was just quiet my mind, because I knew that I was trying to be the director. I was trying to figure out how to make things less uncomfortable for me and a family member who I care very dearly for. I found that the most important thing for me was to have my program so close to me that I just stopped and I did a 10-step, and that helped a lot. I also prayed before I went to sleep, and I consider myself an insomniac in recovery. And when my sleep gets off, I know I'm not turning things over to my higher power. And I was very grateful that last night wasn't the best of sleep, but I did sleep. And typically in a situation like that, I would have been up all night long just thinking, just being in my little gerbil head. And again, I just want to say my gratitude for program, because food was never an issue. But the first thing that came to my mind after I turned it over and got really in contact with my higher power was, how can I be of service to someone else? That is a thought that would have never come to me outside of program. It was me who was going to fix this. It was me who was going to make the world right. And the first thing that I did was say, God, how can I be of service to others? And that's a place of just serenity. And I was able to just calm down and say, today I have a program that will help me get through this day. And that's all I have to focus on, is this next 24 hours. And I have such gratitude for that. I'm grateful that you all are out there, and I know I can feel your love towards me as I go through this thing, and I surrender to my higher power. Because you know what? I am not the director. And with that, I am so very grateful. And I will pass. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie R. from Missouri. All right, next up we have Veronica C., followed by Lisa B. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, Kelly. Thank you so much for taking this meeting. I appreciate it. Such beautiful shares this morning. I was trying to think of the difference before recovery and after recovery, and I'm thinking that, and my position with God, how I'm viewing God now. And I remember that before I got into recovery, one of the things that started to shine a light as I was getting into this place of knowing myself more and what was going on with me, with my dependencies on what other people would think or say about me. It was my dependencies on having people say something that I felt was the right thing. Because if somebody did not have the right response to me that I thought they needed to have, I would feel a way that was not nice to myself. It would be very hateful. And so consequently, you know, I could be blocked with a million different feelings about myself that weren't necessarily any of my business or that weren't necessarily true, but I would make them my truth and I would wear them, and that's how I wore them on my body. And I think that in recovery, it was the recognition of my higher power and not being separate from that higher power, meaning that I had to incorporate love into my life for myself and also for my fellow man, even for the people that really could not see me, that I felt in a favorable light. It was fine, whatever they felt, even if I wasn't agreeing with them. So this has been a real journey for me as every day goes on and the years go by, because I'm continually discovering and rediscovering things about myself, things about dependencies, things about how I'm viewing other people, and how much I have been lacking in sometimes self-discipline, but also in recognizing the importance of love and how to incorporate that in my life without it just being a word, or without it just being some kind of a thought. And it needs to be an energetic something for me. So to me, that's God or a higher power. And when I'm feeling that sense of connection, it's a heart connection. So it's all about my the growth of my heart, growth of my connection. And I'm feeling better about that these days. I still have moments, but in the program, I can
help. That's time, Veronica.
With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Veronica C. from New York. And next up, we have Lisa B., and we'll have time maybe for a couple more shares. Good morning, Lisa.
This is Lisa B. from Michigan. Can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. My name is Lisa B. from Michigan. I'm a compulsive overeater, recovered today by God's grace and mercy. I was reading this, and what I had underlined was, if you wish, you can join us. And for me, when I came in, I had all of this stuff in my head about I'm not worthy, I can't be a part of, you know, separating me from program and those in it. And program has connected me, God has connected me with the most amazing people just when I need them, you know, connects me just with just who I need to talk to or who just needs to talk to me. And you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it just happens over and over and over again, and it thrills me every time. I mean, I'm an artist and just an example. And one night I was struggling with something about my art and things like that, and I had called, put my name out there, and I connected with somebody, and it turned out that they were an artist also, and all of these things in common. And I got just what I needed again, and it happens over and over and over again. And that doesn't happen by accident. I like to call them, a friend of mine used to call them Godcidences. And it's not a coincidence, it's a Godcidence. And that really resonated with me. Thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa B. from Michigan. Is there Samantha out there? I was just checking one more time to see if Samantha was there. All right. Well, guys, we have time for a couple shares. Who would like to share on the paragraph who hasn't shared in the last 3 days?
Roy C.
Roy C. And who else?
Carol.
Trisha B. Georgia.
I think it was Carol.
Adrian N.
I've got enough, guys. Sorry. Was there a Carol?
Cheryl.
Sorry, Cheryl. Sometimes it's hard to hear.
Okay.
All right. Let's get started with Roy C., followed by Cheryl. All right. Good morning, Roy. Where are you calling from? Roy, star one. Can't hear
Roy,
you, Roy.
Roy C. from New Jersey. Okay. I wanted to share this morning because I picked up three words in the readings that for me are action words, and this is an action program for me. And the one of them is sweep, is an action, sweep away the prejudice. And the second was to search diligently, search within yourself. And for me, that's for a higher power or for guidance in what I'm doing in my life. And the third one is to join, to become part of the herd and coming to this meeting in the mornings and listening to shares and being part of this and starting my day on the right foot is certainly an action that I've taken, which has been worlds of help in my life. And I want to thank you, Kelly, and everybody else who's here and sharing. And I thank you for letting me share.
Well, thanks, Roy, from New Jersey. Next up, we have Cheryl, and maybe have time for Tricia. Cheryl, what is the initial of your last name, and where are you calling from?
I'm Cheryl M. from South Carolina, and
okay.
I'm a recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater. So for me, this has been a 30-year recovery story. For the first 15 years, I was in and out of OA, mostly out. And somehow I got the idea that recovery was a tightrope walk, that one little step to the left or to the right and God would zap me and I wouldn't be able to recover. Then I hit bottom 18 years ago it was, and was ready to do whatever you all said you did if I could just get one day free of the food hell that I had been living in. And what I found was the broad highway, that there's room for me. Not only don't I have to do it perfectly, I can't do it perfectly, but that it's a broad highway because I need all of you to be walking it with me. Before recovery, it was all me, 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 me. And after recovery, it's all we. In fact, the very first word in the first forward to the first edition in our big book is we. And I'm so grateful for that. The other thing in the paragraph that it says, then if you wish, and again, the big book suggests to us, doesn't tell us what we have to do. Here's a suggestion if you want to recover. And my sponsor always said, it's like, I suggest that you breathe. But I love that it's if you wish, you can join us. So anyways, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl M. from South Carolina. Tricia, we have 1 minute. Do you want it?
Yes, I'll take it. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your service. What touched me in this, by the way, I'm Tricia D. from Georgia, definitely a compulsive overeater. What touched me in this paragraph, and I'll try and keep it to 1 minute, is when it says, others' testimony. I've been in the program for almost 5 years, and it's a process of I'm seeing others' testimony of how important honesty is. I know that I think I'm honest, and I have to go, whoa, were you being honest today with your food? Were you being honest today with doing the actions this program calls us to go deep inside myself? That is the challenge for me, because I always thought I was honest until I really got into this program. Just say that, you know, my disease tells me, the compulsive eating, that I can be in charge. I don't need to be surrendering every moment. And I realize, whoa, stop and pause. I read that paragraph on awakening every day. It's like I have to strive every day to be humble and to say, you know, Lord, I think I can do this on my own, and every day I need reminders. I love hearing this meeting on a vision for you to remind myself I am an addict and I have no power, but God is my only power. My attitude is everything, and I need to stay in the present moment, be aware of that conscious presence, and to stay, keep looking upward and not in toward myself where it's full of my ego. So anyway, but Kelly, thank you so much for letting me share, and I appreciate you letting me get this 1 minute in. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Trisha D. from Georgia. All right, guys, that's our meeting. So thank you to everybody who shared. Thank you, Team Tuesday, for this month of October. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following closing. The share ID for today, Tuesday, October 29th, 2024, 21867, 21867. So we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Rena L., will you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Sure. Hi, this is Rena L., recovered compulsive overeater from Toledo, Ohio. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.